You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
The regularly scheduled program for the Andres Segovia Show has been postponed for a day. So please tune in tomorrow, Tuesday, to tune into the latest episode of the program. If you have not already heard, you should have heard by now, since it's been almost 24 hours since the news broke. Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna are among 9 dead in a helicopter crash that occurred around 10 a.m. Sunday morning. And it is because of this sad and shocking news that I know a lot of people in the area, since we're, you know, Angelinos. Even though I live in Orange County, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. While I was never exactly a basketball fan, I was very familiar with the Lakers, obviously, because those around me were all into it. He was an all-around legendary player, but it's more so than just that, as he was also a larger-than-life character that was even bigger outside the world of basketball. So it wasn't just that, oh, it's just some other random person or a celebrity passing. This was someone that contributed a lot to the community at large, both in and outside basketball. And he had footprints literally both in Los Angeles and Orange County, being someone that lives near Newport Beach, to be able to basically go on a boat or stand on the shores of the peninsula, Balboa Peninsula, and be able to say, hey, look, that's Kobe Bryant's house, for any visiting family from overseas that wanted to see, hey, where does Kobe Bryant live, and be able to point out that that's where Kobe Bryant lives. You would know that this was someone that had a presence in the city. And just looking at some family photos, because I asked a family member of mine to send over his photo, to just casually taking a picture with Kobe as they bumped into each other at the Fashion Island outdoor mall in Newport Beach. You know, it was just that kind of individual who was just welcoming. So it's out of respect for him, out of also the loss that are being mourned, not just by fans, but Angelinos and the sports world. I have to say, when I got the notification through the wire, because I do follow a lot of wires, when I saw that come in, I'm like, that's got to be a typo, especially since TMZ is reporting it. But as soon as I saw the news confirmed just a minute or two later, I was trying to post it on Facebook too, to share with the family and friends, like, hey, look, this actually happened. Facebook was blocking me, because I'm assuming it was the fake news filters that were blocking me. But as the news finally sunk in and word started spreading, it was hard to ignore. And then people were reaching out to confirm, is this for real? And it just, on an overcast, a gloomy day, this news transpired. And out of respect for the Bryant family, and to also all of those that that lived in Los Angeles, and for the fans of the team and the player and the person, and for those that knew who this actually was, I am postponing for a day out of respect for the family. So I hope you can also respect that as well. And please tune into the program tomorrow, as I'll be interviewing someone about things that we're able to control in our lives that we can help improve for ourselves. But as this news is a reminder, we can't control everything. And just count your blessings. Tell those that you love them, and just live without regrets. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.